Good morning. We at the seminary would like to invite all the gentlemen out there who have ever thought about being a pastor or who would simply like to learn more about our seminary to join us at an open house this coming Sunday evening from 5:30 to 7. Dinner will be provided, followed by a presentation by Pastor Dan Basil. It will be held downstairs in the seminary building next to the softball field, Sunday evening from 5:30 to 7. Hope you can join us. Thank you.
Our text for this morning is found in John, the 12th chapter, selected verses. We read as follows. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Now judgment is upon the earth. Now the ruler of this world is cast out. And I, when I am lifted up, will draw all men to myself. In Jesus Christ, our suffering Savior, dear fellow redeemed, on this Shrove Tuesday as we prepare for the Passion season, the Lenten season. On Tuesday of Holy Week, when our Lord finished his final sermons, as he was completing them, a group of Greeks came desiring to see him. The fact that these Greeks came at that point in time caused the Lord to say, "The hour has come when the Son of Man will be glorified." Their coming reminded him of that great price that he was about to pay to bring deliverance to all people. Through his suffering and his death, he would be glorified, drawing all nations to himself. So then in his deepest suffering, we see his great glory. He begins these words with a picture from farming. He says, "If a grain of wheat, it remains alone unless it's planted." Now that much I learned being born and raised on a farm. It's got to be buried in the ground, and then from it a shaft of grain comes forth and much seed. In the same way, in this Lenten season, we see Jesus enduring excruciating pain, the accursed cross, and then to be buried in the ground like a seed. And yet our Lord awaits this time. He longs for it, as my father used to wait for the planting season in the spring. Why? Because through his suffering and death, he would go to glory, producing many seed, drawing all nations to himself. He shines in love for a sinful world. He shines his power over Satan. Because of our sins, every one of us here really belong to Satan to a certain extent. From the time of our birth, he's had his meat hooks in us, so to speak. He says to the holy and just God, "You're the only one that is holy. You properly threw me out of heaven as my punishment for sins and won't let me come back. Now look with your justice upon sinful man in his filth and stench." Every child in the cradle, every man in his prime, and every golden ager deserves to burn forever in the pit of hell. They deserve what I deserve. Let them taste the curse. Hand them over, God. Look at their lives. The Lord God answers, "Satan, don't worry. Man will get what he deserves. Every last sin will be paid for. I will have justice." Does that mean that when we close our eyes in death, we will awake in the pit of hell? No, God had another plan. He cast our sins upon his own Son. Jesus lived that life that we could never live. And then as we view the Passion in the next 6 weeks, we see that he went all the way to the cross, suffering even the pain of hell when he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" There, he took our place. He was our substitute. He destroyed Satan's power. Long ago, in the hills of Tennessee, there was a school so rough that no teacher could handle it. A young man, small-framed individual, applied for the job. It was the Depression years, and he was desperate. The day he showed up, one of the big boys, one of the eighth graders, whispered to the rest of them, his name was Tom, "I don't need your help. I can lick this one and get him out of here in a day myself." As classes started, the teacher said, "Good morning, students. We're here to conduct school. I want to be your teacher, but I really don't know how unless I have your help. Suppose we have some rules. You give me some rules and I'll write them here on the blackboard." And one kid hollered out, "Everybody, no stealing here. Everyone should be on time." And pretty soon they had 10 rules on the board. And then the teacher said, "Well, if we're going to have rules, they've got to be enforced. What happens if the rules aren't enforced?" It was agreed. Realize the period of time. It was agreed that every person would be beat on his back 10 times with the teacher's stick with his coat off. So, things were going along. A couple of days later, Big Tom's lunch was gone. And it was soon discovered that a hungry little fellow by the name of Jim had taken the lunch. As classes resumed, the teacher called little Jim forward. The little kid got out of his desk, trembling, with his coat tight around his neck. And he came up to the teacher, and he said, "Teacher, I don't care how much you whip me. Just don't make me take my coat off." The teacher said, "You help make the rules. You know that you have to take your coat off." And so the kid starts taking, little Jim starts taking his coat off. And what did the teacher see? There was no shirt, only strings, where the suspenders were supposed to be. The teacher said, "Where is your shirt, Jim?" And he said, "My dad is dead. Mother is poor. I have one shirt, and today is wash day." What was the teacher going to do? He didn't want to inflict this punishment. And at the same time, if he didn't, the rules would be lost and the school would go back to the way it was. He decided he had to do it. Coat was off. He had the stick in his hand. And right then, Big Tom got up and said, "Teacher, if you don't mind, I'll take his licking for him." Teacher, relieved, said, "Yes, you can take his place." After 5 hard strokes, the teacher's stick broke. And everyone in the room was sobbing. And all of a sudden, little Jim grabs a hold of Tom's neck and said, "I'm so sorry that I stole your meal, but I was so hungry. I'll love you till I die for taking my licking for me. I'll love you forever." That is what Lent is all about. That's what Jesus did for each and every one of us. He took our licking for us. May we each love him forever this Lenten season. Grab a hold of his wounded body by reading, studying, and meditating on his word. Let the light of his love shine through you to all around you so that more and more can come to him. Then the words of this text will indeed be fulfilled in our lives. "But when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself." Amen. Let us pray. O blessed Jesus, suffering Savior, you were lifted up to draw all people to you. This morning, draw us to you, and throughout this Lenten season, through your means of grace, cause us always to behold your great sacrifice on the cross, as our greatest treasure. Then we will have peace in this life and hope for the life to come. and finally be with you forever in the heavenly mansions above. We ask it in your name. Amen. We continue with the hymn.
Love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be in our bodies.